Everything. We're told, you know, if you say the word Christianity in schools or in public places, that's wrong. But it's okay to talk about other denominations and other faith. Because, well, they're not Christianity. And I thought, well, Christians, we just kindly sit back on our hip pockets and we don't do anything about that. And we allow that attack to keep coming at us and we allow it to chip away at our homes. And we sit there and we watch our TV programs and we really don't do a lot about it. We just readily accept it as that's going to be the way it is. We allow our children to become under attack in schools and we don't do anything about it. We cry out to Christ to come and help us only in hours of need. When we want something, we pray about it. We're going to pray about it. We're going to do this or that. But we really don't pray and say thank you for what we've got. We never really say, thank you, Lord, for supplying our homes. How many of you, when you walk to the refrigerator, you know, and it's, if you remember back when you was a kid and you'd go to the refrigerator and you'd open the refrigerator up and mom had just got back from the grocery store and you'd give it one of these and you would stand there with the refrigerator door open, hoping something magically will appear that you'd want to eat. Not that, you know, you're going to fix anything, but well, have you ever said, thank you, Lord, that there's something inside that box? When we was on vacation, we rented a pontoon boat, and we was in the most beautiful lake I've ever seen in my life, South Holston Lake in Tennessee. And this lake is 70,000 acres big, and the water is so crystal clear that someone can jump off of a pontoon boat, and as you're standing there on the deck, you can look down and you can see 10 to 15 feet past them in the water, how clear it is. It's a beautiful place, a great place to be. Well, traveling with family, you know, it's kind of like the Clampets go on vacation. We brought two coolers, seven gym bags, more stuff than we knew what to do with, and piled it all on this boat. While we were on the boat, lunchtime came. And during lunch, we realized that no one on the group decided to open the refrigerator before we left the house and take out the $35 worth of lunch meat and put it in the cooler. We took a cooler full of nothing. It had ice. Ice. We had a bag of potato chips and four boxes of cookies, and you would have thought we were going to starve to death. 5 hours out there, and it was like my father-in-law, who is a fairly large man, decided that this bag of potato chips was his, and he would not get in the water until the last crumb was out of that bag of potato chips, because you never know, he might starve to death 30 minutes from the marina. No one gave thanks for the bag of potato chips that they had. It was just expected to be there. And if we practice what we preach, we ought to give thanks for everything that we got. Have you ever thought about the times that we live in the negativity of our lives? We never really reach out for the joys. We live in the negative world. There's those around us that they will suck the life out of you. When you're around a group and there's one person that walks up and is negative, the whole atmosphere around you changes. And when that happens, we tend to go towards them than away from them. We as Christians, we tend to think that we can manipulate people to be what we want them to be. The truth of the matter is, to practice what you preach, Christianity needs to start in your own heart. And it needs to grow and it needs to develop, and you need to practice what you preach. If you practice that you should be loving and caring, then you should be loving and caring. You shouldn't be negative Nelly. You shouldn't always focus on the negative energy in your life. You need to focus on the positive energy. Negative will happen, folks. It's going to happen. But if you dwell on the negative, you'll never see the rewards of the positive. If all you do is face and focus your prayers on the negative things in your life, Lord, I've got cancer, and that becomes your number one prayer in your life, all you're going to focus on is that negative energy. You need to place some positive energy in your life. You need to practice what you preach. If you're preaching, come to church, then you need to make sure you get to church. If you practice preaching the scriptures to people, why don't you pick the scriptures up and read them yourselves? You're not the evolved Homo novus that anthropologists are going to determine. You're the average person on the average day in the average place. You've got to take the scriptures and practice what you're preaching. You can't thumb through the Bible like a lot of people like to do and play Bible roulette, picking out only the ones that you like. There's a lot of negative in Scripture. Years ago in Sunday school, I learned this nifty little acronym for the Bible: Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Basic instructions is what the Bible is giving you. It's giving you the negative in the Bible to show you what not to do. How to become the positive energy. If you don't have the positive energy, when you face the opponent, which I like to call the media, the devil, the dark one, the evil one, the liar, whatever you want to call this character, if you're not practiced and well trained, you will become the negative Nelly. You will become that person who lives with a scowl on your face. You will be that person when you show up for worship, you won't be ready to proclaim the name of God with all joy and celebration in your heart. You will be the person that occupies the pew that only on special Sundays there's no dust in that seat, because you've dusted it off. We should be first to react to praise. Never put down. Praise anything and everything that's happened in your life. Our community has been under attack for a long time. Not just the Alpha community, but the community of Christianity has been under attack for such a long time because we quit practicing. We became the advanced superior Homo novus. We're too evolved to practice the Word of God. We're too evolved to reach inside our own hearts and realize that, hey, I am the negative Nelly. Scripture teaches us if there's something wrong in your life, take it to the person that you think has done you wrong. Scripture teaches us if you need to fix something that's wrong and you can't fix it yourself, go to the elders of the church and have them help you. All these things are in Scripture, but we forget that we can read those and find ways to solve the problems that we have. It's funny how the Bible proclaims love is the number one topic in the entire Bible is love. But we forget that. If you look at today's text, Peter was predicting the end of the world. The first line in the scripture talks about the end is near. It's funny, the disciples thought that the end was near was because Jesus had left. We like to think Jesus comes at Christmas and leaves at Easter. We celebrate those two high holidays, but we forget that every day, every moment, every hour, Jesus is standing there beside you, waiting to put you through the paces of the practice. You need to practice. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we've gathered here in your house today, Lord, I ask you to take these words that you've supplied to us, Lord, and allow us to learn what it's like to practice. Practice, practice, practice. Lord, we know that there's only been one perfect follower of you, and we hung him on a cross. Lord, I ask you to inspire us to learn what it is to practice what we preach. In your Son's holy and precious name, I pray. Amen.